节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。Summer,、你还记得7年前有一起轰动全国的骗婚致死案吗？
就是那个翟星星，对吧？
Right.
索要千万啊，结果呢，逼死自己的老公。
Exactly. And new developments in the case were reported on the 26th. 翟星星 has pleaded guilty because of the huge amount of blackmail involved. She may be sentenced to more than 10 years in prison.
哎，这到底还是恶人有恶报了呀。七年后呢，没想到还能等到一个这样的结局啊。就是翟星星已经认罪认罚。这里的表达就是 plead guilty。后面如果要加上认罪的具体内容，用介词这个 to, plead guilty to something.
对，那他认罪的内容啊，就是 extortion.、She has pleaded guilty to extortion. 这个词啊 ,extortion, 意思就是敲诈勒索、the crime of getting money from someone by the use of force or threats.
对，那因为他这个 extortion 啊，敲诈勒索的数额巨大，他或将呢获刑10年以上。More than 10 years in prison. 而且这个案件的背后啊，真的就是让人感到这种人性的恶意。
对，那这个案件大家还记得吗？那我们今天就一起来聊聊这件事儿吧，也学一些相关的英文表达。
Sure, let's get to it.
苏小茂, the founder of the mainland mobile app WeFone, was derailed in 2017 after his ex-wife, 翟星星, cheated him out of money and out of his marriage.
事件里的男方是苏小茂，他是开发了一款软件啊 WeFone, 身价超过千万，但是他的妻子呢翟星星骗钱又骗婚，最后还让他走上了绝路啊。He was derailed by this woman. Derail 这个词儿本意就是火车脱轨啊，在这里呢用的是一个比喻意，就表示人生脱轨遭受了毁灭。
对，其实在当时 WeFone 这个软件还是很有市场前景的。
Yup.This application had an estimated user count of more than 10 million. 十年前啊，当时用户就已经超过了数千万，就是用户呢可以免费发短信和拨打一些国际电话。
However, the then 37-year-old committed suicide by jumping off a building on September 7th, 2017. After leaving the last word behind, the company's legal representative was killed by his poisonous wife,翟某星。
呀，这确实是 poisonous wife.就是毒妻啊、骗钱骗婚还骗去了生命。最后呢他就 committed suicide by jumping off the building, 以跳楼来结束了自己的生命。
一开始呢他们其实是相亲网站上认识的。苏小茂 said in his suicide note that he and his ex-wife 翟星星 met on a dating website in March 2017.
对，这个 dating website, 就是约会的网站啊。然后呢在这几个月里面给他买了几百万价值的礼物。三个月之后他们就领证了。In just 3 months, they got their marriage certificate.On June 7th, but it only lasted 41 days before it breaks down. 所以你能看出来这个女方的目的性有多强、
Right, and 翟星星's attitude changed significantly after the marriage. She blackmailed him by threatening to tell people that he was guilty of tax evasion and that she would report him, and that the WeFone app online call function was a gray business.
哦，你看这个真的太恶毒了点啊。
对，这里就有个关键词啊 ,blackmail, 意思是敲诈勒索，和前面的 extortion 是一个意思。不过这个 blackmail 还可以表示情感上的绑架或者是要挟这个意思。
对。但是翟星星的这个 blackmail 确实就是犯罪了，他就威胁苏小茂要举报啊他的 tax evasion, 他偷税漏税，而且呢公司业务都是灰色地带 a gray business, and local reports also said she would use her uncle to take his app offline and make sure he lose a fortune in fines.
The founder wrote that he couldn't afford this and had decided to end his life instead.
那关于这个事件还有一些细节呢还有讨论，我们等会来说啊。在说之前呢先给大家先推荐一个啊非常高效的学习方法，就是 用外刊来学英语。平常大家可以多看一看一些权威外媒的文章，比如说纽约时报、科学美国人、大西洋月刊等等，都是非常好的阅读素材。
对，自己呢可以通过外刊文章了解世界资讯，提高英语水平。但是想要更细致的学习其中的英文表达，我们还是要有专业老师的带领。那每周一到每周五早上7点，我都会直播带大家一起阅读外刊，已经有超过20000名同学加我们的学习了，就等你的加入啦。
嗯，这些课程还都是免费的，大家微信搜索早安英文公众号就可以预约直播啦。 Okay, so in this case, he also accused her of lying about her age, marital history, and other details in her online dating profile.
对，就在这段感情里啊，也不对，应该说在这场骗局里，
骗局。
对，翟星星呢，他编造年龄，隐瞒婚姻史， marital history, 还有很多约会资料呢，都是假的。 So the case has outraged people in China and shed light on the widespread issue of romance frauds on Chinese dating platforms.
Yeah.As more details of this case are revealed, Chinese net users are questioning whether the dating website through which the couple met should be somehow liable for the tragedy.
那除了毒妻翟星星，他们认识的这个婚恋约会网站也是受到了指责和质疑。
对，尤其是那几年啊，感觉铺天盖地都是他们的广告啊。
对，那这些 dating website 要不要承担一定的责任呢？这里的承担责任，在法律上负有偿付责任的，用的是这个词。Liable,、mm-hmm. Legally responsible for paying the cost of something.
对，就比如说你必须对你造成的任何损失来负赔偿责任。 You'll be liable for any damage cost.
At that time, China's online dating sites are in chaos. Many people take advantage of the dating sites for business purposes or extorting money.、
Mm-hmm.
在这些平台上被骗的人真的不少啊，个人的信息呢都被不法分子利用了。那这里的词组Take advantage of, 就表示我们说的欺骗、占便宜。
对，比如说你大方就会被别人占便宜啊。For example, he took advantage of my generosity, say by taking more than I had intended to give.
那有这样的建议我觉得就很好。Mm-hmm. Dating sites should be non-profit organizations, not platforms for making money.
Yeah.
这种约会网站就应该是非盈利性质的组织。
有道理。所以说这个网上交友啊真的得多谨慎啊。
嗯、
说回这个毒妻呢，还好啊，她也是受到了法律应有的惩罚了。
Right.
The court date for this case has not yet been set, and Su Xiaomao's family may file a criminal accident civil lawsuit in seeking justice.
那我们今天讲这个致命毒妻案，大家有什么看法呢？欢迎在评论区给我们留言。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。